A BC First Nation is seeking to undo a 23-year-old settlement with the Canadian government, a settlement that saw the band receive nearly $18 million over a sale of land from more than a century ago. Lac-Qui-Lam's band mayor Gary Reese announced that the band started a claim in federal court earlier this month to rescind the settlement agreement that was entered into with Canada in 2002 over the sale of reserve lands to the Grand Trunk Railway Company, claiming that the band was underpaid by millions of dollars. The Metlakatla band received a $150 million settlement from the federal government over the sale of the same land, which was divided in 1888 before being sold to the Grand Trunk Pacific Railway Company in 1907. The Lac-Qui-Lam's band believes it was short-changed and is seeking equitable compensation for the loss of use and interest in the lands. The band stated that it brought the claim forward in the spirit of reconciliation, with the objective of engaging Canada in dialogue to achieve a fair and reasonable consensual resolution. Reese went even further and said that Canada's actions in the 19th and 20th century deprived the band of its land and rightful compensation. "Our people have lived in the Prince Rupert area since time immemorial," he said. "We are asking the court to make these wrongs right, in keeping with Canada's stated commitment to reconciliation and the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples." Reese added that the band entered into the 2002 agreement without full information. "We are determined to ensure that our community receives the justice and compensation we deserve," he said. A response to the claim has not yet been filed by the Attorney General of Canada.